Okay, we're recording.
Oh,
right, we are ready. Hello, and welcome to The Cute Life.
Quarantine episode two.
Yes, with me, Finley.
Me, Ollie.
And
Tova the dog.
And Tova, and this is day 3021 of quarantine, or self-isolation. We're both slowly going mad. No, we're not really. We're quite enjoying it, actually, I think.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm living like a... I think a mixture of someone who's retired and also maybe like a gardener from World War One.
My life is very simple. Yeah. Like, I've got into like, I've planted some potatoes, I've planted my sweet peas.
We've got a small basil farm growing
in
our bathroom.
We do, yeah. So, I don't know, yeah, we have got a bit more sort of like, well, it's a bit like the good life over here.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should have planted more veg.
Yeah, we should, but we don't have enough room for it because of the weeds.
well
no, if I just plant all the veg like straight into the ground, all the weeds will take it over and it's pointless planting it in the first place. Sorry, this is really boring. Anyway, that's veg chat
done.
Yeah, but I think so far, I was saying to Ollie, I think this has had like I know, I'll preface this by saying I know a lot of people are struggling and I'm in a very privileged position, but I feel like this has had a really good effect on my mental health. Mainly because it's just taken away a lot of the things that caused me a lot of, like...
Anxiety
before, like having to go out and see people and having completely taken the pressure off. It's made me realise how much pressure I put on myself to go and see my friends and see other people. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, does it?
It just shows you can just video call them.
Yeah, and having Ollie home so I'm not alone anymore in the day, I think, has had a good effect on me. Although, I'm slightly PMS-y this week, so I've been a little bit crabby.
It's been a rough week, guys. If anyone can save me, please do.
Someone needs to remind my period that... we're in self-isolation, and
I think someone needs to remind you that this happens monthly, because yeah, it seems to take you
by surprise every month. I'm literally crying into a towel and I'm like, why is my life like this, why do I feel so depressed? And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's like
it's been a month since that last time I was really depressed.
4 days before my period, maybe it's PMS.
But yeah. I mean, I guess it, you know, although yeah, like you're saying, it is there's like the silver lining of this, of like, you know, there are some positives, like, yeah, just being able to like relax a bit in terms of like, yeah, stressing about the things that you normally stress about in life. There is an underlying anxiety thing of like that, you know, we might all die, we have a limited amount of money that will soon run out, etc. So I think like, you know, maybe that, even though you are feeling slightly more relaxed at the moment, there is still that underlying...
Totally, and I'm sure...
thing freaking
in
you
a
out.
Month, yeah, in a month when I've completely run out of all of my money and nobody's buying anything off me, then I will be freaking out. But yeah, at the moment, I'm just trying to kind of accept the situation as it is and look for the positives in it and be grateful, because we can't change the situation
no.
we're in, so it's pointless worrying about it. We may as well just make the best of it. And yeah, I've just been looking for the things that make me happy and make me feel grateful. I'm definitely like grateful for our house and for our garden and for, I don't know, it just makes you like really slow down and like it makes you realise that a lot of the things in life that you think make you happy actually don't and don't really matter.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, it's just the situation's so completely out of our control that it does, like, what can you do?
Yeah.
All you can do is just stay... well, I mean, the main thing you do is just stay in your house.
Yeah.
And don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Don't have fucking barbecues. I saw someone on Instagram the other day, their neighbour was having, like, a barbecue and had invited loads of people over and they were just having a party at the house. Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, I think as humans, we do have that built-in thing of, like... oh, it won't happen to me, it'll happen to someone else.
Yeah.
Which is probably like a survival thing.
Oh, definitely. But it's fucking stupid.
But it's like...
don't
just,
be a dickhead.
Yeah, just use your little mind for once and think about it. That said, though, in the interactions I have had with people, like going for dog walks and stuff, when you like pass people in the park, everyone's in like the best mood. Everyone's so nice and happy. And
yeah, it's definitely brought out the best in people, like walking around, like everyone says hello and smiles. And
I was smashing a gate outside the house in the street yesterday.
As you do
to get ready for the apocalypse. And yeah, everyone was being super friendly and being like, oh, hi, good morning, how are you, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah
it was nice. Yeah, I could get used to this. As long as, if the government can bring in a thing where we all get paid like normal.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned that I'm not going to be able to make any money, and then I'm not going to be getting this self-employment help till the end of June. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do until then?
Yeah,
But we're not thinking about that now. No. We're looking at the positives, everyone.
Yes. And we're focusing, as always, for Finley, on the cute things in life.
Obviously, you got to focus on the cute. It's the only thing that keeps you going.
Follow the cute and the dollars will come along later.
Exactly.
Or something to that effect.
Something.
Like that. Yeah. Well, give us a cute thing. And then.
Okay,
yeah.
I've got two cute things. My first one is coronavirus related, because obviously...
Oh, I thought you were going to say coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
The cutest disease we've ever had. Those little guys.
All making us stay home, like little cuties. It is coronavirus related that... I don't know whether you guys did the clapping thing on Thursday night.
Wouldn't have done if they weren't in England.
Oh, yes, so good point. In the UK, I think they've done it in different countries. They did it in Italy and France, I believe, where you clap for the NHS at a certain time altogether. So we did it at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, and it was so lovely, and it made me want to cry. It was lovely. It's making me feel teary thinking about it. Just like we all stood, like everyone came out and stood on their doorsteps, and we live in like a terrace road with lots of other houses, so everyone in our road did it, and you could just hear like nothing but like clapping and cheering, and it was just like lovely. And everyone said goodnight to each other like when they went back in the house. It was so lovely. Just really like brought the community together, and it made me appreciate what they're doing, and I hope they fucking get a pay rise after this.
Well, they never will, but still.
I know. It's just hilarious how before this happened, they were classed as like unskilled workers according to that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Because they earn less than the... Like, wasn't it like 25 grand is like anything under 25 grand and you're an unskilled worker?
Yeah, I think
that... nurses earn like 24.1 or something.
Yeah, I think they were sort of saying that they wouldn't be allowed to move to England because they're not skilled enough. And then now Boris Johnson's sitting in his little house.
But... It's not just them, it's like teachers and people who, like, it's people in supermarkets are literally keeping our fucking country going right now.
Yeah.
Posties. All those people that I'm sure don't earn very much money are the people who are literally keeping our country going right now. So I hope they get compensated.
I had seen that Lidl have given all of their employees like a small pay rise to say thanks for their help so far.
Well, that's good.
Which is good. Like, it was like 50p an hour or something. Mm-hmm. But that adds up.
Yeah, it adds up. I think they don't, but they... I think it's Aldi, or is it Lidl? One of the two.
Well, no one knows the difference.
Yeah, one of the two. They pay quite, like, reasonably for, I think it's, like, living wage, yeah. I think. So.
Well, it's good to know, because by the end of this, supermarkets will be the only industry left.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
all work in supermarkets, and we'll only buy our everything we need in life from the same supermarket we live in.
Yeah.
Wow. Apocalyptic. But yeah, the NHS thing was really cute.
It was lovely.
And it was nice because we talked to my mum last night, and she was saying that they did it on their street. And it seems to have, like, I kind of, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, is that going to be one of those things that just doesn't really work? Because
nobody takes
No like, one knows
nobody
it. And, like, yeah.
gets involved.
And then I did see quite a good thing where someone had said, like, oh, I took my bins out last night and everyone was clapping for me. It was so nice.
Yeah, that's what I spoke to my friend Matt, and he didn't know. He hadn't looked at the internet or anything or TV all day. And then he went out for a cigarette and everyone was just clapping. He was like, oh my God, what have
it's
I done?
Very confusing.
anyway, yeah, so that was my first cute thing. My second cute thing, get ready.
Just as a note, we're actually sitting here in a snow blizzard right now.
Oh my God, is that hail?
It's hail and snow mixed together.
What the fuck is going on?
It was so sunny yesterday.
Oh,
I was chopping wood in the garden yesterday.
It's literally, it's like a blizzard. What the fuck?
It's insane. Anyway, sorry. Focus.
Can you hear that? You might be able to hear it. It's coming down our chimney as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Free hail. Yes.
Sorry, that was quite distracting.
Theatre of the mind, Fen.
So, my cute thing this week is a cowboy named Tim Send. Now, you might be wondering how on earth a cowboy could be cute. Well, it depends how handsome he is, right?
You said it, huh?
Yep. What do you think? Here's a picture of Tim Send. Do you think he is
He's not cute? Traditionally handsome.
He's got quite fun.
He's got fun
moustache thing going on.
Yeah, he's got like the same like handlebar moustache that Hulk Hogan has, but from like the lips down, it's white and bushy.
It's a good look.
It's a fun facial hair.
So Tim was put in charge of the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma's Twitter feed.
Because everyone had gone home.
Everyone had gone home, and he was the security guard. So yeah, it's closed for coronavirus, and the marketing team put him in charge, and he doesn't really know how to use Twitter, and. It is just the...
He seems to sort of use it as a mixture of talking to his grandson and Google mixed in with Twitter.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Okay, so I'm just going to read you a few of his tweets. So, hello, my name is Tim and I am the head of security for the Cowboy. I've been asked to take on the additional duty of social media management while the museum is closed. I'm new to this, but excited. My team will also continue to protect and monitor the museum. Thanks, Tim Send.
Tim, we're all excited.
This is... So, and then his first tweet is a picture of a hat and an eye patch.
Sure.
This is the hat and eye patch the Duke wore in the movie True Grit. They are part of our exhibition about two True Grit. Lots of interesting props and clothes. I'm told I can't try on. Hashtag John Wayne, the word hashtag. Lucas, my grandson, told me to use hashtag. Thanks, Tim.
That's such a good addition to the tweet, saying, Lucas, my grandson, told me
then
to
then following do that, Twitter tips, please. Sorry, I thought I was Googling that. Thanks, Tim. He ends everything with thanks, Tim. It's the best. These are the boots. Hashtag John Wayne. Hashtag spelt. Hashtag again. Thanks, Tim. Lucas, can you read this? What else is there? Oh, God, they're just so sweet. This is one of the photos of people lined up at the Social Security office in San Francisco trying to get the unemployment benefits in 1937. It was a tough time then, and it looks like it's going to be a tough time now. But we get through these times together, don't we? Thanks, Tim. Oh,
thanks, Tim.
Then another tweet. Hello, Lucas and Kira. There's a snake in my boot. So, yeah, just using it to tweet his... oh yeah, here are Woody and his friends from Toy Story, and it's a picture of Woody and Jessie from Toy Story and Toy Story 2. They're part of your Find Your Western exhibition, of our Find Your Western exhibition, exploring the West's role in popular culture. Watch this movie with the grandkids. Try to catch them moving, Lucas and Kira. Thanks, Tim. Oh, God, they're just... And then he slowly is getting the hang of using hashtags. So he's worked out that he should put the symbol in front of...
The hashtag symbol.
Yeah, but he's still writing hashtag after the symbol. So it's symbol, hashtag, John Wayne now.
Which still would get no results because no one else on earth is typing that.
Yeah.
Apart from Tim.
Seth in marketing said people would love to have a... have me take some photos of our selfie stations in the cowboy. Here's one from the rodeo gallery. Enjoy. Thanks, Tim. And he's just, rather than taking a selfie, he's just taking a picture of where you're supposed to take the selfie.
It's just like on the floor.
It's just on the floor. And then he's got it.
Yes, Tim.
And is taking a selfie with it. Not on it either.
No.
Next to it. Anyway, yeah. Just great. Oh, this is another one. There's millions of them. They're just all brilliant. There's a sculpture by Frederick Remington called the Bronco Buster cast in 1918. What do you guys think of it? Seth in marketing told me it's good to that asking questions on the social media, on the social media, is good for engagement. Let's get engaged. Lol. Thanks, Tim. I'm very happily married to Tina, though.
Tina's fuming.
Tina is fuming.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so that's my cute thing this week. The lovely cowboy that's in charge of the social media at National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And I will link you the Bored Panda
article
so you can read through them all. They're all absolute gold.
That whoever is the marketing manager there is a genius.
Absolute genius. I wonder whether he knew what gold he was going to produce or whether it was just out of sheer desperation.
No, I think he must have had, or the whoever did the social media before must have known that it was going to work because, you know, plenty of companies are carrying on their social media or working from home.
I think it's so sweet, the sort of him Googling, thinking that the caption thing is the Google thing. That's a, like, an age-old thing. I had a bit of a technical... I felt like a technophobe. Like, I realised that this what is what it must feel like to be, like, a six-year-old using Facebook or the train automated ticket machines. That I downloaded House Party last week and I could not understand how to use it. It just kept opening at like, I didn't understand it. Like,
well, it seems to be one of those apps that I just like never close really.
No, just... and so I'd just be in the middle of watching, we were in the middle of watching a film and then my phone started talking and it was my friends like, hi, like, what are you doing here?
But that's probably what they want apps to be like in the future, that you never really close them.
It was so annoying, like every time, it was always when I was in the middle of something, my phone would just start talking and I'd have to, have a conversation with someone.
It's weird how these, it seems like at the moment when we're all like locked indoors that like, a new video chat thing, it becomes popular like almost daily.
Mm.
And then everyone's forgotten about it. Like, no one's using House Party anymore.
No, because it's fucking annoying.
It's over. Everyone's using that weird Zoom video conference.
We did Zoom last night with our friends and it was actually really fun. And it did feel like you'd actually seen someone.
Yeah, but I don't understand why we have to use this Zoom video app. Like,
I don't know.
It's just like... We all
could... I just do what I'm told.
Yeah, I mean, you just like, yeah, if you get a link, you open it. That's why we had to get you that computer with no viruses on.
So, have we got anything to recommend this week?
We do, Finn.
We do. We watched a little film last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
Called Extraordinary.
Two words.
Extraordinary.
Extra space. Ordinary.
Which was hilarious.
It was very good.
I loved it. It was about a Irish driving instructor who was also psychic.
Yeah.
And she went on a quest helping this guy get his daughter unpossessed.
Yeah, it was like...
Is that word, unpossessed?
Yeah, well, if you can be possessed, you can be unpossessed, surely.
And it was really funny and... very sort of sightseers kind of humour.
Yeah, it definitely had that, like, I don't know, I was going to say like that very English humour, but it isn't. It was sort of more surreal than that. Like, yeah. But yeah, I just like, oh yeah, it was just so good. It was so funny and like...
We lolled quite a few times.
Yeah, definitely. And it was just, yeah, if you like sightseers and you like, I don't know, like that kind of stuff, that sort of...
It was kind of slightly Shaun of the Dead-y, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, it was definitely black comedy horror, wasn't it? But yeah, heartily recommended it.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. You've got nothing else to do. You might as well watch it.
Yeah.
We haven't watched that. What's this one about the guy with all the tigers?
I've seen that everywhere, all over.
That seems to be pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that. Should we watch that next? Is it a film or is it a series?
I think it's a series.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I'm one of those people that if everyone will be recommending this to me for about a month and then I'll begrudgingly give in and then I'll be its biggest fan.
Like Five Guys a Week.
Yeah. No, I didn't need that much persuasion to watch that because, I mean, that's just... 10 out of 10.
No, what was the one? Oh, Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, yeah.
Where you're like, oh, why did everyone keep telling me?
Stop
it. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to like that shit. And then, like, I came home from work and you're like, oh my God, I've watched the best thing ever. Love it so much.
I don't know why I have such a thing about it. Like, I almost didn't go out with Ollie because everyone was saying to me, oh my God, you'd really like this guy Ollie Place, like you just get on so well and you like all the same things. And I was like, why do they think that? Like,
and look then, at you now, yeah, sucker.
And then I spoke to you and I was like, oh whoops, I think I love him.
I think, but I do think that most people have that, or not most people, but definitely it's like a thing that a lot of people have, where you are I don't know, there's something about being told to watch something that slightly puts you off it. I definitely
you
have
it with books, because I've
told, I have it with everything.
I've told you to read Kafka on the Shore for years and you've not once picked it up. I even bought it for you to read.
I think it's like you need to, I think you sort of need to discover something for yourself to give yourself the excitement.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's weird. But it's definitely a thing that people yeah. have. Mm. Regardless of that, watch Extraordinary.
It's really good.
Don't be an idiot.
It'll make you laugh.
It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It'll make you.
It won't make you cry. Sick. It'll just make you laugh.
Cry with
maybe
laughter.
Sick a bit.
Yeah, it's quite gross.
It is a little bit gross in places.
But the best horror films always are.
Yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Moves swiftly on. So there's a podcast called Reply All, which I think is pretty famous.
Yeah, it's usually in the top 10, like, of whenever I see a list of, like, the most listenable podcasts, it's always in there. Although I've listened to they're quite good. I think it depends on what the topic is.
Oh, 100%. I've listened to, because they do these like call-in ones. I listened to one of those.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. I was like, why am I listening to this? But they do these ones where they sort of spin off and do like investigative journalism, and they'll like pick a subject and then like really sort of explore it, like be like they sort of like go above and beyond.
Yeah. Like I listened to one where they ended up going to India because they got one of those like spam phone calls, like that are trying to like steal your money, and so he decided to actually find out who was doing the cold calling.
And then in the end he found out an address through someone, so he was like, right, I'm going to India to go and try and find this man.
Yeah, and that was quite exciting.
So they've done this other one that's called it was episode 158, and the episode is called The Case of the Missing Hit.
And
HIT.
Okay.
And basically this guy got in touch with them, and he was like, I was driving home with my wife, and I was like, oh, I've got that song stuck in my head. And she was like, what song? I don't know it. And then he was like, oh, you know, it goes like this. And he started singing it to her, and she was like, I've never heard it. So then he got home, and he was like, oh, I need to hear that song, because like, you know, when you get a song stuck in your head, you have to listen to it.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't find it on the internet, and then he was like searching it, and then he made his own recording of him singing it so that he could try and put it into like Shazam to see if that he could find it. Couldn't find it. So then the podcast people get a band together and make it properly based on his memory. And then it's just them going from there, trying to find out if this song ever existed, if it's just in his mind. But if it's in his mind, how is it so clear, and how does it have so many lyrics and all this kind of stuff? But yeah, they just go so far with it. But yeah, okay. Definitely worth listening
to. That sounds good. And also it hits home because I have that problem right now.
Well, that's what made me think of it. It's Finn is in that situation. I thought maybe you should get in touch with them, although it's quite similar to the episode.
Actually, should I put it out on the podcast?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, guys. Right, Hive Mind. I loved this song. It came out in around either 2000...
So this is exactly the same situation.
Exactly.
There's a song, you can't remember
it. I can't remember it, although I can't remember any lyrics or anything, yeah. Or tune or anything.
He could remember all the lyrics and the tune.
No, that would be helpful, because I'd be able to fucking find it. It was from 2007 to 2008, around that time. It was a band. I can't remember whether they're English or American. All I really can remember from it is the video is them running in the dark away from a car in headlights.
Mm. There's a Radiohead song.
No, it's not.
But
that.
It's not that one.
It's not that one.
It's not that for Ashes.
Or it's not in a car. It's like they're running through woods in torchlight.
Running towards the camera or away?
Away. Away. So like someone's chasing them. And the music, it's kind of like indie rock, kind of.
Are we thinking like Kasabian, kind of?
Sort of. Maybe more like... It's quite. It's very high tempo, like very fast paced.
Yeah.
Hence the running music video. Yeah, and I can't fucking find it anywhere. I've gone through.
Do you know the tune at all?
No, I don't know that. I can you know where it's like in the back of your mind, the chorus, like it's
on the tip
there.
Of your brain.
It's there, but I can't get it out.
You can't vocalise
it. I also remember I found it on MTV2. When the music channels on Sky used to be a thing. I listened to it, I first heard it on MTV2, maybe in the sort of like chart thing they did. So I went through the archives of that for 2 years and I still couldn't find it.
Mm.
It's driving me fucking insane.
Is it possible that it wasn't on MTV2? Could it have been on like Q or Kerrang or something?
No, it definitely would have been MTV2 because I was a like MTV2 nerd.
And I'll say, yeah, I know what your personality is like.
What's that mean?
Well, you're just... Once you're with one thing, you're very dedicated. Yes. So I can't imagine you flicking around the channels.
Yeah, it was... In their new music video, they had a new music video chart, and it was in that.
So in your mind, can you see the video?
I can see the video.
I think you should draw a scene from the video. Like, do a little storyboard of it.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine what you're talking about.
Oh, it's driving me insane. Like, I just cannot... I've searched...
Oh, this has been going on since last year as well.
Yeah. No, for months. This has bothered me for months. And it's driving me insane. Please, can you help? Help me. I need to get it out of my head. I think it would just be good to be able to, like, listen to it and be like, it's real. I didn't make it up. Oh, also, another clue... was, I vaguely remember that the band's name sounded very similar to another band. Do you know what?
Like, rather than being
remember,
the Pigeon Detectives, they were the Smidgen Erectives.
Yeah, a bit like that, I guess. Because I remember on my iPod, like I always used to get them mixed up. Like I had it on my iPod.
Where's your iPod?
I don't know, in the bin somewhere. It was also, I burnt it onto a CD in your car. I even remember it was around track 7 or 8. See, why can I remember that? I can't fucking remember the tune. What's wrong with me? It's driving me insane. Anyway, so please help me. And yeah, the band was like quite obscure. It wasn't, you got to think outside the box, people. It wasn't Radiohead. It wasn't anyone like big and famous.
Do you think it was a one-hit wonder?
Yes. Or like a one album wonder, yeah.
Like Hot Hot Heat.
Yeah.
Well, they only had one song, didn't they?
Yeah. They had a couple.
Yeah, but no one liked them. Was it The Automatic?
No.
You were a big fan of them.
No, I fucking wasn't, please. Oh my God. Don't slate my reputation.
You always enjoyed songs that had screamo rap over the top of them.
Yeah, so...
Well, in this podcast where, you know, this man's going through a similar situation...
Yeah.
They talk to a neuroscientist who says that the brain is very good at mixing things together. So she kind of wondered if the reason that he couldn't find this song was because he'd, like, amalgamated two songs together. So he'd taken, like, a Red Hot Chili Peppers song and, like, a Bare Naked Lady song. And it merged in his mind.
Interesting.
Do you think you've done that?
No, because I remember it being on a CD.
But maybe the song that's on the CD is a different song to the music video, and that's why you can't remember it. Or maybe the music video is completely made up in your insane little mind.
I don't think so.
Mm. The problem is there's no way to, like...
Literally, Ollie thinks I'm crazy. Like, Ollie doesn't think...
No, I don't think it.
You know it.
I know it for sure.
Ha-ha. Ollie just thinks I've completely made it up and it's not a song, and I just really love for somebody to tell me that it is a real
no,
song.
I do. No, I'm sure it is, but I'm just saying these are other possibilities, is that you've gone completely crazy.
Mm. Anyway, I suppose the answer would be if I could find that CD, but...
Well, I looked in the boot of my car, in my old CD pile.
It's not there.
Who knows?
I even remember the other song, one of the other songs on the CD that I burnt was The Presets. So again, that sort of, it's quite similar, that era, that tempo, that kind of thing.
I've never even heard of The Presets.
Yes, you have, because I play it sometimes.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing it.
Can you just sing a few notes?
No.
Okay. But yeah, I think really the key, the only thing that's really defining that you've got about this is the music video, them running away, being chased by a car or torches.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Yeah. Come on, please. Someone
because
must know.
Because all of your other hints are way too vague.
Yeah.
It was on MTV too, and it's an indie band. It's like, well, every band on MTV too was an indie band.
Anyway, another that moves quite nicely onto my next...
Seamlessly
onto my next thing that I'm putting together a playlist for you all with songs that I think will make you happy and cheer you up. And, kind of like sort of nice chill songs as well that make me feel relaxed and
happy. Is it an isolation playlist or is it just a general?
No, it's like an isolation playlist, something to listen to while you're cleaning your house or you're doing your one daily walk. Mm-hmm. To make you feel like in a good mood. So, I'll link that when it's done. I feel like I'm just fine tuning it at the moment.
Yeah. Just tweaking here, taking out that one extra automatic song you didn't need in there.
I said, what was that song they did? The monster.
What's that
one?
Coming over the hill?
Don't they sing that to paedophiles in Scotland?
Yeah, I think they sing it to paedophiles in Scottish prisons.
I wonder if they still do that, whether they've kept at it.
Well, I guess until another more appropriate hit comes along.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what a legacy for your shitty band to have. That's the only people who remember it. But, you know, I suppose. At least something good came out of it. I've been trying... Like good things coming out of bad situations.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do more drawing.
Yes, Ollie has been... I don't know whether you've caught some of...
Popping off on the ground.
Yeah, his...
Three posts, back to back. Almost
really
no
really good. I love them. Oh, did you see that that artist from Hastings, Ben Fenton, is going to do a exhibition at the... on Queens.
I think my problem that I have with my stuff is I don't feel like they're ever complete drawings. They're always just sort of little sketchbooky doodles.
Yeah, but that's why I love them.
But I feel like what I should do, I think just psychologically to put me in the mindset of doing a complete artwork would be, I think I need to get like a drawing board, get an A3 piece of paper, like tape it on there, and then I think that gives you a different feeling. Because I think...
Ollie, I love your little doodles. Your doodles are so you.
Yeah,
You don't need them, like... I think they're charming, as they are. And I don't think you need to put on yourself that they have to be on nice paper and they have to be really intricate and stuff. I think all...
No, I'm not saying that.
Some of your best stuff has been, like, just sort of... Like, letting your mind wander and just... You know, doing a silly drawing, like, I think they're great.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though.
I do know what you mean, totally, but I think you're too critical of them. I think they're lovely.
I'm my own biggest critic.
You are, though. And they just, like, Ollie's, like, literally, he's so, what's the word, prolific. I've just got, there's hundreds of drawings probably in the house, and they just sit in sketchbooks and don't do anything. And yeah, I mean, I'm getting around to doing a art sale of some of my old stuff, and I think Ollie's going to put some stuff up, aren't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to work out how much things are and stuff, and actually go through them properly.
Yeah, but we'll get around to it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's it from quarantine headquarters.
Quarantine headquarters, a bit short one because.
Well, there's fuck all to talk about. We haven't left the house in a week.
We don't do anything or see anyone or... Yeah, so it's kind of limited on what we can bring you guys. But we hope you've enjoyed this anyways.
Yeah.
Yes, you can... If you want to talk to me about anything or recommend anything or whatever, you can find us on Instagram. I'm at Finley Elliott Artwork now. I changed my name.
You got a promotion.
I gave myself a promotion.
Wow.
I'm so proud of myself. Like, it's taken... I've wanted to do
the debate about this has been going on for years.
For years, because I wanted to do it, but I've kind of felt like, oh, I don't know, like, I don't want to... Like, it's worked so well for me up until now, I don't want to change it when I've got a good thing going.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was... I felt like I'd outgrown that name years ago. I feel like I can paint a multitude of things, and I felt like it was really... what's the word? Pigeonholing myself and really like limiting me on like the stuff I could make. I think people are very sort of literal. So sometimes if I'd done a portrait, say, or a picture of a house or something, someone would comment like, oh, well, that's not a dog. And it would kind of like really annoy me because it's like...
Well, they're probably just trying to be funny, but they don't know how.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's just felt like, yeah, people are quite literal and like... I think I was limiting myself when I needn't have been. So yes, you can now find me at Finny Elliott Artwork. It's a whole new chapter in my artist career.
And the Instagram looks the same.
Everything's exactly
the same.
Yeah, but it is a bit of a palaver. I think it's funny how one word can be such a ball ache to change, because I've got to change all of my branding, like across my website, my social media, my logos, my business cards, my thank you cards. It's like not as simple as just changing a name. I've got to like completely change everything.
But I suppose your name is still the same on Instagram.
Yeah.
So if they search your name, they're still going to find you, aren't they? So.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be too much of a
change. Right. Hopefully we won't lose all your business.
Yeah, hopefully not. anyway, yeah, and you can find Ollie he's just at Ollie Boring Place.
Yeah, that's me, just Ollie Boring Place with my shit unfinished drawings.
Oh, babe.
Anyway.
Yeah, we hope you're all staying positive. I think it's good just to like count your blessings and be grateful for the stuff you have. It's made this situation a lot easier for me, looking at the world that way. So yeah, we hope you're staying positive, and
and I hope if you are isolating with your flatmates, you haven't murdered them yet.
Yeah, we're here for you if you want to moan or anything, and yeah, we're just hoping you're okay.
Yeah,
Lots of love.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, friends. Goodbye.